There it is. All right.
Welcome, everyone. It is Thursday, October 26, 2023. It is 2:03 p.m. This is a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Fire Protection District. So I will call the meeting to order by calling roll. Director Levine.
Yeah.
Director Nagel.
Here.
Director Watt.
Here.
And I'm here, Julie Stein. I'd like to announce for the record that we're in the community center. The internet is down. We're doing our best to join the Zoom meeting via our general manager's telephone. And we'll see how that goes. But as we noted on our agenda, Zoom is a courtesy and we are not legally required to offer it. And so we will be carrying on in the absence of it. So the first item on our agenda is public comment. Because this is a special meeting, the public is limited to comments on this special meeting agenda. I would like to say that we have two folks in the room. You can comment now or you can wait to comment until we get to that agenda item. It's at your discretion. So any comments on the two items on your agenda? Seeing none, we will move to the first item on our agenda, 2 minutes ahead of schedule. Board vacancy and appointment process. The action is to review, discuss, direct staff, and or approve the process and documents related to the appointment process for the board vacancy, which are provided for discussion, direction, and or approval. And I'll turn that over to Mary.
All right. We have the information in your packet, and there's a couple of steps that we want to go through and some discussion points and decisions. I included Director Dahmer's letter of retirement. As we know, he retired just for purposes of accepting that letter of retirement as a formality. I'm not certain that it's really required, but I think it's a good step to take. And then I have some draft information in here that we'll also finalize, but we'd be looking to approve the vacancy posting and then to be posting the information and application online for those interested to be able to apply, and then approve placing the interview appointment selection on a meeting. And December 20th is not going to work because of the 60-day limitation that I tried in all different ways to talk with the county election supervisor and our legal counsel, but I'll go over that just a little bit later. So the government code does allow us that 60 days per the elections. I think he calculated the date to be December 18th. I calculate it to be December 17th. So to err on the side of caution, I think the week before is when we'd need to complete the appointment. Between the 60 and 90 days, the Board of Supervisors could appoint, but the election supervisor directed me to contact the Board of Supervisors to get information on that process. So I think it's probably better just to stick within the 60 days. I contacted legal counsel and he said, we'd either need a special meeting or to complete it at our November meeting. So we have some steps for discussion on the appointment process. We had input. I asked for input from all directors and I got input from Director Stein. And so I just kind of went through some of the steps we need to take first in order to complete the posting and noticing requirements. So first we need to establish dates for an application deadline and then for board meeting interviews. And then I have a calendar here so we can do that. And then we're gonna be posting the notice of vacancy as attached with modifications as we determined today. And then we're also going to be determining the required attachments to the application and the list of questions. So first, I think we probably wanna work with the dates so that we have that because it could affect our appointment process. So we have the meeting on November, our next meeting, board meeting, not a regular board meeting, is November 15th. So that is, where are we today? One, two, three, 3 weeks and 6 days. And then we have our December board meeting, which is a couple of days beyond when we need to.
Isn't that 2 weeks and 6 days?
Did I? Okay.
November 15th. Oh, wait, that's the 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. My November week printed twice on my calendar. So it is 2 weeks and 6 days. And then the December board meeting is too far out by just a few days. So we'll first want to determine
how many days?
3 days. Yeah. They said two. I count three. So I want to be safe. So, and that's the 17th is Sunday.
That would be the December 20th meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to do it just a little bit in advance of that.
Could we do that on a special meeting, say? Or move the December 20th meeting to December,
like the week before?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. But could it change this resignation date?
Well, I let the county know. So, I mean, they know that we have it. So, because I need to notify them within 15 days of his notifying us.
Could we take things one at a time? Should we deal with that presentation?
Okay.
Do you want to make
that's,
a
that's fine. Yeah, let's do that.
He signed, even though we all heard him resign. Okay. He didn't say, I don't know if he said effective tonight, but do you have to send that letter into the county?
I don't think they asked for it, but I would.
Did he email it to you?
Yes, I did get an email from him in advance of the meeting. So
but
I do have that.
Buckle that or check it.
Yeah.
For audit purposes, it's either a signature
or the email. Okay, certainly.
Is his email still active? Is Kensington fired?
Yes.
It's done. Homer.com doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, and I think I had another personal email address, but they had sent it in beforehand. To give me a copy of it in advance of the meeting.
So since we have a few different steps, so we don't have one
motion.
Do I have a motion to accept Director Domer's resignation from the board, which was effective October 18th?
Yeah, I would like to make a motion that we accept Don Domer's letter of retirement with acknowledgement and appreciation of his many years of service on the Kensington Fire Protection District Board.
Second.
Okay, so discussion among the board.
Thanks, Don. We appreciate all of your hard work.
Yeah.
Since we're voting, comment from the board. Okay, anybody online, Mary?
David Spath is in our audience and his hand is not up.
Okay, great. Okay, then. All in favor of Larry's motion? Aye.
Aye.
Nobody here to oppose. So motion carries 4-0. Okay.
So the dates flow into the vacancy posting. So the vacancy posting I drafted just with the basic language and then included the dates that we would have the meeting to hold interviews and then the date that we would need to have applications received by.
A suggestion I have would be this is just a suggestion, but see if we can settle on an application process. Mm-hmm. Because maybe if people think what I propose is too complicated, but I mean, we have to allow people a lot of time. We have to get it posted to a response. So maybe we back on what people think about the process.
Okay. So with the feedback and with other information that I had, I summarized an appointment process for board discussion. So the way we have it so far is candidates would be required to submit an application, which could also include a resume and a candidate statement, if you would like. That's one of the decision points that we have. District applications would be required or the candidate would be disqualified so that we have a standard process among all applicants. The board may encourage members of the public to apply. However, after applications are published, contact with candidates must be limited to the public interview process. And then applications may be withdrawn by the applicant prior to the application deadline. However, if not withdrawn, would be published on the website by the date that we determine as the deadline for applications. And then candidate interviews would be held in person at a board meeting. Board members could determine one question each to be able to ask all candidates. And we wouldn't give those questions out in advance. And then that would result in four total questions for each candidate, all the same questions. And then candidates could make a closing statement. So that's just kind of a basic process for all of your discussion and determination.
Pretty standard.
My only question is whether we would really, my thought about this was sort of to model it on both the county process as well as what we all had to go through. I didn't have to go through all these steps, but likelihood of being selected or elected kind of by the do your outlook questions and so forth. But do we really need a resume if we have a candidate statement? Because people typically hit the high points of who they are in their candidate statement.
That's completely up to the board. A lot of agencies do that, but not all.
You could say resume / candidate statement.
Well, I'd like to standardize it according to the number of words, because we were limited strictly to 350 words when we...
Say resume / candidate statement limited to 350 words.
Yeah, as long as there's a word on it.
They were very strict about that word limit, too.
Well, they printed it out. They counted every single
word. They counted every word.
You were one word over. It's like,
yeah,
get it.
I was one word over, and they said... they said we can change this. They said change public safety building to PSB, and they said okay, that works.
This was the county elections.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay. Yeah, there's sort of like the committee in Sproul Hall that reads your district.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is one of the Porter Regents. You got
tape stapler.
There's more complicated, just count the number of words, because some things, even if they were multiple words, counted as a single word. So like Walnut Creek, not the word Walnut Creek, but if Walnut Creek was, that counted as one word, because it's you can't say Walnut without Creek. And so it's the whole thing.
Wow. Mary's
going to be on the word. Your legal office their word count is legit.
It's just the number of words. So all the people would be two words, yeah, according to that.
So anyway, we can relive our horror. But could we either decide on a number of words or have Mary look up what the word count is with the county? I think it was Linnea gave us more words in the outlook than the county gave us.
And the what? And I seem to recall Steve.
No.
It
was candidate.
Yeah, 500 is, I think, much more reasonable. 350 is really like two paragraphs, and not even a page. It's about this much.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at, for example, Doug's when Doug Bennington filled out the thing for the Emergency Preparedness Committee, his was more than 350 words. I'm sure you got there like 2 points. I think 500 is reasonable.
Sure, that's good.
Okay.
It's not going to kill us to read
an extra 150 words.
Yeah.
Some people might not use it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's statements by 500 words.
And so no resume, or did you want to do the /
I think they should have the choice to use their candidate statement however they want.
Okay. Oh, okay. That would, they could kind of use it that way.
Resume.
Okay.
The resume would So it would kind of imply where you went to school and what your major was and
what you did for work.
Whoever's applying.
Yeah. What we're really interested in is what they wanted. Why they want this job.
Exactly.
Where they went to school is kind of not that important.
Yeah. Okay, so we settled that.
So the next step in the process was the board encouraging public members to apply, but not having any contact after the applications are published. So that would be the application deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a public process.
What I wondered about whether we want to consider adding or if it goes without saying. Let me see. I think there's a very strong possibility that board members will be contacted by members of the public saying, what do you think about this person? Would you vote for that person? And they might call three of us. And then we could risk a serial meeting. Is there any way to, should we just count on ourselves knowing better? Or we don't know who else that person might be calling. Is there any way to put a guidance or a disclaimer, or is that too far beyond our control?
So maybe include contact with candidates, but also members of the public who might not apply. And I don't know how to word that, but I would figure it out.
Candidates and advocates, I guess. I assume they would be calling us. In a positive way, saying, well, I really like this candidate. Will you please vote for him?
No, but
negative way.
Along the lines, like, you know, if so-and-so applied, would you be open to, like, before the application deadline?
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say, sorry. Okay. That we're saying that we as individuals could encourage members of the public to apply. Mm-hmm. They're even if, what if inadvertently three of us encourage the same person? There could be. Do we need to? I don't know how to handle this as far as a disclaimer goes, but
I guess I'm less worried about a serial meeting from just if three board members talk to a public member of the public, but the public member of the public doesn't tell us how any other director is.
Well, it's hub and spoke is what it would end up being.
But we wouldn't have any exchange it would just be hub.
We have no control over if someone said, well, you know, I talked to Drew and she was positive about my candidacy.
Maybe it is kind of along the lines of thank you for your comment, not engaging in conversation.
Right. That's sort of the path I would take anyway.
Yeah.
So, personnel issue.
Remind the person, whoever calls us, that we're subject to the Brown Act. So much we can say.
So do I want to try to word anything in there, or are you okay with how to handle it?
I'd like to make sure I understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. Are you saying that a member of the public, once we're now in the process of deciding on a board member, cannot speak? We cannot speak to a member of the public because we do not know if that person has spoken with more than two on the board. Well, two more.
Yeah.
Having done this for more than 10 years and traveled the state, going to board meetings in other communities, and working on a particular issue which I wanted to speak to all board members. I had absolutely no problem anywhere I went that I could speak to all five board members prior to the meeting on that particular subject. So long as when I held a meeting to talk to them, I did not speak with the majority of those board members. So I could speak with two between the hours of 10 and 10:30, then the other two could come in, I could speak with those, and I could speak with the fifth person. I just want to point out, I mean, there should be no reason why we cannot continue to speak with individual members of the public.
My understanding of the serial meeting is that if I were to talk to you, and say, well, Julie said this. That's a certain Julie and Daniel are both in favor of this. Would you be interested in
drawing
that's a certain
spoke. Yeah. Where one, like Jim says, one person talks to all four of us, which is, I think, what you're saying, fine, as long as they don't
speak
to any of us.
Right.
Maybe there's a way you could capture that.
You could just say that any communications with the public regarding any of the candidates shall strictly adhere to all. All elements of the Brown Act.
Good. Okay.
And if they don't know what the Brown Act is, they should just talk to us.
We can send them a letter, worksheet.
Okay. So then the next step is about applications and the fact that they could be withdrawn up to the deadline, but not after publishing. So that was some feedback. I'm not sure. Feel about that? It kind of goes along with contracts. I mean, we do the same, or proposals, we do the same where we accept them, and once you hit a certain spot, you can't withdraw.
I think Sierra had a question.
Well, let's finish, and then we'll call for I mean, it's the same for us when we make the final decision to file our paperwork. You could change your mind, like, I wish I hadn't gotten myself into this, but you're going to be on the ballot.
Well, what does that mean, be on the ballot?
Well, if you file to run for this board, or people might even end up completing the filing process, they will put your name on the ballot, even if you decide in the middle of it that you actually don't want to do it. It's sort of your job to tell everyone, don't vote for me, because I don't.
If you're running for office, but we're not going to have a ballot, or are we?
Well, I'm just saying that the standard, this was sort of in line with the standard process that once you submit an application, it's going to be made public.
To kind of keep it on par, that was...
I would think that during the interview process, if somebody walks in and says, you know, I really don't want this job.
Yeah, they can.
We're not going to... What are we going to say? Filing day, you have to run.
So this is really to do
publishing the app. That after they're all submitted and the deadline is passed, will be published.
Yeah.
Even if the person is changing their mind.
Before we interview them.
Yes.
Oh, what? Yeah. Just
so, what I'm saying is they could walk into the interview
yes,
and say,
absolutely.
Sorry.
Yes. Absolutely.
But I think it's kind of intent. Once it's out there and known, if you don't withdraw it, it's out there. You can certainly withdraw yourself from the process, but it's already been published. So,
So did we settle, though, on the issue? So we settled on a candidacy of 500 words. Mm-hmm. But what about supplementary questions?
Oh, I was going to get to those later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
for the application process, the written application.
Yeah. I have actually, I think I'm going to walk through it once I get to the application form.
Are we square to point three? I'm unclear.
Okay. The withdrawing of applications. So were we okay? They can withdraw. It's just that once we publish them after the deadline, they just stay that way. So we don't have to keep running back and forth.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We won't unpublish someone.
Right.
Does this have to happen at a regular meeting or can it happen at a special meeting?
The interviews?
Election itself would be what was going to be December 20th, but it can't be because it's too
late. So no, it'll have to be a special meeting. So yeah,
it can be.
Be
a special meeting. Okay, this is I would say I guess we're not under that yet, but I would suggest we do it as late as possible, and if that means canceling the regular meeting and having a special meeting a week ahead of time.
I think we have to have the regular meeting because that's when the new board officers. It's our annual organizational meeting.
Hopefully it'll be short then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully.
You could change the EPC meeting date for December and we could try to have the special meeting on the same day as the EPC so Mary doesn't have to make a
next week's bid.
But we're changing the EPC meeting.
Oh, to the
7th. But I mean, you haven't settled on the date of December 9th yet.
Or you haven't
talked about it.
Yeah.
So maybe you could coordinate
that date.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, that's what we did last year, because it you know, nobody's going to come to a meeting on Thanksgiving Day, and nobody's really interested in coming to a meeting 2 days after Christmas. So I just took the difference and said one meeting on December 9th.
Okay, moving on to one.
All right, so the special meeting date will work in conjunction with the EPC to coordinate that.
Sure.
Okay, so then on that special meeting date, we'll have candidate interviews in person, and then the board members can each, prior to the meeting, decide one question that they're going to ask each candidate, so that there's a total of four questions, and then they wouldn't be given to the candidates in advance, because they're basically giving you their, you know, position or information without having, you know, advanced information on it. And then they could make a closing statement kind of to summarize why they think they should be appointed or something along those lines. So,
may I just clarify something?
Yes.
I don't think that it might just be the way you said it without putting a lot of meaning behind it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it should be up to the EPC to decide the day of their meeting, which would therefore then dictate the day of our special.
Well, it was just
a special meeting. Should be the priority.
Yes, yes, of course.
Sorry, what was the question we're addressing on point four?
That you're in concurrence with having candidates in-person interviews, and then you know, trying to define a process. Do you each want to come up with a question and ask them, and it would be a separate question from what was on the application?
Sure. Well, we'll relay them all to you so that we don't ask the same question four times.
No, we each ask our own question.
I think he's just meaning to confirm that you two aren't asking the same question.
So each board member asks each candidate the same question.
Yes.
Four times.
So I would just cross check.
Yes. Okay.
You might want to.
It's kind of boring the fourth time. Well,
I would be able to have for myself maybe five questions prepared.
Mm.
And then if Larry ends up asking one of the questions I have on my list, I'll move to a different question.
Well, won't we know what the questions are ahead of time?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nobody, like if Hellman's stink on your feet, sort of. Just like at the candidates forum, we didn't know what the questions were going to be.
I mean, it would just be if we're talking about a topic, a board member could ask a question of me or of anyone, and they wouldn't know that question in advance. But it would mean probably the board members do have a list of a couple questions so that they get different information.
Yes. That works too. I just wanted to make sure that it didn't end up the scenario where Larry and I wanted to ask the same question.
Right. Right. So does that.
I will.
So does that seem workable or a different option that works? Okay. All right. So that's good. Okay. So I drafted mostly has some standard language, but we want to get the dates in there. So and it'll be a special board meeting early in December. So that will be the date that is populated there. And we'll define the time once we decide that date. So the term December 2023 through November 2024, which is finishing out Don's term. And then
just to be clear, this one special meeting will be where we interview them and where we
and
vote
appoint.
On them.
Yes.
And appoint them.
Yes.
The whole.
Yes, absolutely.
Mary, don't they have to be registered to vote in
Pennsylvania?
I was going to
say.
Yeah. Residing, but I thought they had registered to vote.
They definitely
have to register. I need to add that question, but yes.
Is that, I think, like when we filed our papers, we had to be registered to vote by then, because that was one of the things that changed.
Okay. I'll make sure to add that statement. And then I added the conflict of interest statement so that they understand they're subject to Form 700 and the other pieces of information. Okay, so going back to now, let's see. Okay, application, candidate statement, we have that. So that's going to be there's still, the candidate statement was still an option. We weren't requiring the candidate statement is an option, or did we set?
I think it's all optional.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then the date that we want to receive those by, I could just back it up with enough time for the meeting date. And I think we need 15 days before that.
To be posted in advance
of the appointment meeting.
That would be sometime before Thanksgiving.
And it might be the appointment we have to post, but not the applications that have been received for that. So I'll get straight on the date with that.
So board members will not see the applications until they're posted online in the public new board.
Yes. So we'll update that date to coordinate with the special meeting date. And then the eligibility, add the registered voter statement. And then the date will flow into the interviews. So that's the only points I had on this, unless you feel it needs other information, any other change.
I don't think it necessarily needs to be on the on this document that's sent out to people, but I would like to, if we, I don't know if it's possible to discuss this, but how the actual selection will occur.
We do have to talk about that, but if we run out of time today, we can talk about that.
November.
I don't think we have to publish that.
Publish
how we're going to conduct the meeting selection. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you can interview
them. They have to get three votes, right? They have to be interviewed.
Right.
Then the way the KPPCSC did it, they waited for a first nomination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As opposed to that.
And then getting them. Nomination in the second and voting. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess the other way is like they could all, every nomination has to have a second.
Yes.
I don't see a different way to do it than the one with the KPCSD. What's your idea?
I guess the reason why I think the KPCSD way of doing the one that I just witnessed was a bit obvious, this weird path dependence that. Where if whoever manages to get their mouth open fast enough to nominate a candidate, gets that candidate gets first crack at it, which is a bit weird from a democracy perspective.
Unless there's no second.
They don't get three votes.
Or if they don't, well, so it's a right of first failure, right?
We could go through every candidate not getting three votes.
Sure. I guess, having not thought about this in advance, maybe the fairest way is something like an approval voting where the four of us can say, you know, if there's N candidates, we can say which candidates we approve of or not, and then whichever candidate gets the most approval. And there's only three.
I'm sorry. I need to propose if we get through the application process. Mm-hmm. Our time is limited. We could come back to this, mm-hmm. or we could talk about it at our November meeting.
Yes.
Because it doesn't have to be published. Yeah. That's how we would do that.
Sure. And you can give more thought to it if you want.
Yeah. Especially if it said that you can't even consider a candidate until there is a motion and a second. But I'll
think
about that.
There has to be a motion.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as then the notice of vacancy, we've got that. So once I define the dates, then we're. So what I had is that there's a motion to approve posting the notice of vacancy. So did we want to take that now?
Well, we have,
or do you want to, it'll be pursuant to the date of the special meeting.
That was on written question.
Sure. Well, and the written questions aren't, the notice of vacancy, that's a first step. But then we're going to work on the application next, which has the questions on it. We can do them together if you want.
No, it's all right. Tell us what motion we should
do. So this would be to approve posting, the vacancy posting itself, notifying that there is a vacancy and that there will be a process where they're interviewed in person and the date which applications are required by, and then we'll go to review the document itself next.
Okay, so do I have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the notice of vacancy in the agenda packet with the understanding that the dates will be adjusted to meet all necessary deadlines.
Second.
Just to clarify, does Larry's motion allow for us to, as a next step, determine whether we're going to ask questions in the application process?
Yeah, because that's just a vacancy. I guess I can say vacancy notice. And then the posting of the information and the application is the next step. So this is, for me, a separate approval.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So this will go out
yeah.
almost immediately.
Yeah. As soon as we get those dates, then yes, we want to get that.
Okay. So any more discussion on the any public comment on Larry's motion to members of the public?
Sierra, you had a question?
We're passing the question.
All right. Should we see if the person
No, online? He's no longer online.
Okay, then. All in favor of who seconded it? Larry's motion? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Larry's voice.
Okay, so next is the draft of the application. So this one contains the application process. So what I kind of did was write it from the perspective of what the candidate needs to know. So I would update the application process for the statements that we made earlier on the process, being the candidate statement, maximum words, and then the date that we're going to have the meeting, and then also the application date. So first, they complete the following information, which is basic information about themselves and their address and email. Then we'll have the question about, are you currently 18 years of age, residing in Kensington, and a registered voter? And then I just put the notation here that they're subject to the conflict of interest policy and a link to that on the district's website. And then there would be a list of questions here, which would be the ones that we can decide on today to include in the application. So these would be application questions versus the interview questions that you'll come up with later.
And this was just my idea. I don't know if anyone likes the idea, but my idea was that we would put some questions in the application process. I think we can look at what we have to do for the outlook over the election season. We all have to answer some questions.
So those outlook questions are attached for any that apply or any ideas that might come to you in reading through them, or if you have other questions that would help you assess their background.
Could we talk about maybe a process? What I was wondering is, should each one of us be allowed to submit our own question that we'd like to see on the application process? Or do we have to have a majority of us agree on all four questions?
And that's up to you.
Yeah. It's been longer, but
okay.
I mean, I would like, I was, when I went through these questions, I was surprised by how out of date some of them are. I mean, I would like to put forth that whether it's my particular question or a question for everyone to consider, I'd like to put into the pot, what is your position on consolidating the two districts?
That's very, you know.
Yeah.
We answered that in 2022.
And in 2020, apparently.
Probably for all the years.
I would suggest a much more general question, a generic question like, if you become a director, what will be your priorities for the fire district in the next year?
That'd be another good question.
Nothing so nitpicking as to, you know, specific. A lot of these have already been asked and answered, right? So they're not. And I would like to also suggest a question about what do you think needs to be done in emergency preparedness to what do you think needs to be done to prepare Kensington better catastrophic emergencies such as wildfire, earthquake, severe weather, landslides. What else do we have?
The locusts.
Wait till August gets here. We're going to have an hurricane on the West Coast, yeah. So, again, very, very generic question, but if you...
I would like to preface that question with something like consistent with the mission of the fire district, because we're not in charge of evacuation, for example, but law enforcement is in charge of evacuation.
That's a better opinion, but yeah.
Well, our fire district, I just met with the fire chief yesterday the day before, and that's his exact thing that he said, that law enforcement is in charge of evacuation, but it's something like that. I'd still like my consolidation question to be considered.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing that we've certainly spent enough time talking about at the last several meetings that it's clearly an issue before the board.
Jim, did you have anything you wanted to chime in did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, actually, I thought there were a couple of pretty good questions that have been asked before. The one about why did you decide to run? You know, it's a decent enough question. Asking something about how they consider the sufficiency of our revenues and expenses over the next 5 years, something. Just general questions. I mean, I have a more specific question that I'll save for my own. Yeah. I don't think there's anything. I think you've already come up with.
That's a good question.
I think you've already come up with. You only want four.
Okay.
Yeah, let Mary read that, but she's got.
Okay. So what is your position on consolidating the two districts? Up here. So why did you decide to apply? What is your thought on the sufficiency of revenue and expenditures over the next 5 years? Kind of related to this one.
Fire district revenue and expenditures.
If you're appointed by the board, what priorities would you have over the next year? And then what would you recommend or to prepare Kensington for a catastrophic event consistent with the mission comes first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, something along those lines, obviously. Okay.
Right. So how many was this?
One, two, three, four, five. It's five.
If we all agree.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
Those are good questions.
Relevant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just, I prefer questions that the candidate knows ahead of time so they can think about it and formulate. You know, this pop question thing if you ask them a question they weren't expecting, they, I know my answer would be, well, I'd have to think about
that.
These are the written ones, but we're also talking about questions that are surprise questions.
So do we want to talk about a word limit for these questions?
Probably. I don't have one listed, but
I think we should have one. We have a strong opinion on what we need.
We're inspired by the outlook. Do you remember any outlook with the limited for each of these written questions?
No, I think I did like 350 questions.
Okay.
It was shorter than the candidate's statement.
Yeah.
That seems totally reasonable to me.
I'm fine with
you. I mean, part of that, though, is, you know, there's
real estate
real estate. So it's, you know, there were 10 candidates, you know, and everybody's, it's four questions and they all write to
understood. But for the sake of all the next step, one that we all adhere to at one point, so.
I'm fine.
Okay. So that's everything I have for the actual application form.
So should we make a motion to approve those questions and the application form?
Yes.
And see if they have any.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a motion to accept the draft of the application with the still a vacant seat. With the proviso that the dates be adjusted to meet required deadlines, and that the other items that we've agreed to, such as maximum work length, be altered, because it says maximum work length 350, and we've agreed on 500.
Okay, second. Oh, and including the five questions that are previously been.
Yes.
Say five questions. All right. Any further board discussion on that motion? We'll see if we have a comment. Yes, we have a comment.
Yes. I had heard it suggested that you wanted these answers to appear in the Outlook.
No,
I'm not sure you have time.
No, that wasn't. We're following the model of the Outlook.
Okay, great.
It's
just a time constraint with
They'll be posted on our website when the applications are posted. Yeah.
I would though, I'm wondering the dates that you're having though. What dates, what's the application end date?
I think we have a step on that.
Yeah. So in a way I would like to, you know, if it works, I would like to say who's applied in the Outlook, in the December Outlook.
And deadline was?
Well, the deadline supposedly would be November 10th, but I can actually search on it.
We might.
Not you know,
maybe not that time
we get this posted.
If we
well,
want
let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
How long do you think we should be between posting it and how much time
between posting the application?
So let's say we don't know for sure how long it will take Mary to get this all done and put it out, but starting date is the date that that Mary's able to post it. Mm-hmm. How much time should we give people to look for it? And I'm sure you'll put it on next door and
to prepare the application.
Like how much time?
I think 30 days would be my gut reaction.
At least 2 weeks.
What about
2 weeks? 4 weeks.
If you think 2 weeks is appropriate, I suppose it just seems quick turnaround. But
well, let's say you get this posted November 1st, which might be a stretch.
It might be Monday, but yeah.
Stay
mid-November
would be the application deadline. Then you still have to go through them, count words.
Yeah. How many people do we think we're
talking about? And so you have some processing probably 4 or 5 days, depending on what else.
Mm-hmm. So then the meeting date will kind of be another factor. So we want to back the meeting date up into the first week of December.
That's not just what was proposed.
First or second? We could do second.
First Thursday of December.
Let's see. Well, you said it has to be done by the 17th or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the second Thursday. Actually, December 9th, right?
But we can do December 13th.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
I mean, presumably, then this person will be sworn in at our meeting.
Right.
If we
So kind of backing up, how long between that?
I'm sorry, December 7th, we're talking about. Yeah, which is the first Thursday.
Well, the application, so I mean, it's kind of funny. For our December meeting, we have to have our agenda items in by the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And the agenda packet items in by the 13th, but this special meeting will be on a different calendar. So those are sort of decoupled each other. So if we looked at this Maybe what we could do is just decide how long we want the application period to be open.
Okay.
And delegate to Mary.
Yeah, the date.
Because you can run the date.
Okay. Yeah, and if you all think 2 weeks is appropriate, I'm not opposed to that.
Well, I sounds like we don't have a whole lot more than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
not too much more.
Is there some reason why we have to have our new board member by December?
Oh, Mary explained that at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh.
Go ahead.
So there's a 60-day appointment window. So the district board can appoint a member within 60 days of the vacancy position became vacant last week. So if we don't make that, within the 61 to 90-day period, the county board of supervisors, at least by the 90-day time frame, but within there would have to make the appointment. So we have to accomplish it by the six
statutory limit.
Yeah, it's by the government code. I asked. There's no flexibility.
So should we have a motion for that, just for clarity?
For 2 weeks.
Well, let's see, for the 2 week period between the posting and the deadline, if the actual dates to be finalized by the government. Not very low cut, but coming out.
Yes.
Does that sound reasonable?
Okay, we already voted on the last one tonight, too.
We voted on
the
yes, we
did
accept the
end.
So the motion is
just.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is it between?
I'll make a motion that we instruct the general manager, direct the general manager to allow at least 2 weeks between the time of the application is posted and the time that the application is due.
Second.
Board discussion? A public comment on our motion? Yes,
okay. My question is figuring if the date of Thanksgiving holiday will affect any 13th period.
So Larry did say at least 2 weeks. So I think that gives Mary the flexibility.
Yeah.
I agree, the holidays are.
Yeah.
Yes, and
so it'll be before that.
So if the application deadline is the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, or something around in there, then I could actually get the names of the applicants in the outlook. I wouldn't be printing applications or anything like that. I would just like to have a paragraph with for the people to have an idea of who's throwing their hat into the ring. So I would ask if this information could, if the application deadline could be before the 18th.
I think we just
Mary would communicate that. And I don't care, because I'm not printing their applications or anything. I don't care about the building minutes or all that kind of jazz. I'm just giving names.
I just think we have to give Mary the discretion because she's got to review all the applications.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's even fair for her to communicate the names to you.
Yeah.
Before the applications have been posted on the website for the public to see.
Yeah, I think that
has to be very standard.
Yeah.
Or
what,
I don't know, standard story.
So I guess it kind of hinges a little bit on 2 weeks or 3 weeks as far as an application period.
It sounds like Larry's motion was at least 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's the minimum.
Okay.
Jerry, do you have an opinion? No.
So did you get everything you needed?
Did you want to vote second?
All right. So all in favor of the
Yeah, let me give her your hand.
Sure. Hey, you're being too quiet. You can't hear me.
we've been zoomed in there.
Okay.
We need to move on to the revenue compared to committee member appointment.
Yeah.
There, you had a question about that, but I think it's going to be very straightforward.
Okay. Well,
why we have to do this today.
Yeah, my question was simply that I don't think we should consider appointing somebody to the emergency to replace to be co-chair of the emergency preparedness committee until we know who has been appointed as a director, because I would think a fairly strong possibility that whoever gets appointed would want that position.
But But our policy manual requires that that committee has two board members on it. So the committee couldn't, under your scenario, the committee couldn't go forward until...
It does say shall have two board members, but the number of public members is not limited.
I mean, that's the definition of our standing committees.
So what we have, like another statutory requirement?
It's in our policy.
So that's a policy, board policy requirement.
And how much time do we have? Or does it say?
The committee is supposed to have two members, so we have a vacancy on the board, vacancy on the committee, so we need to fill it. What would be the problem with filling it?
Well, I would hate to think that we were precluding somebody from filling that position just because we appointed somebody else.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, whoever gets appointed to this, we do it. I think we have to do it today in order to have a meeting today because we're supposed to have two board members on that committee. But they have like two meetings to go to, today's and the December meeting. And whoever's the president in January appoints a whole
group. I was going to suggest that.
So this is just a short time.
That's right. We have to reformulate the committee every
day. The new president makes appointments in whatever way they receive
Then we could do it right now.
Yes.
So I know we're short on time. It's supposed to be a president. The president appoints the committee. I was just going to ask for the sake of collegiality, ask for volunteers.
Ordinarily I would, but today I have to go home.
I'm willing to volunteer. As far as today goes, I have a commitment at 5:00, so I can only stay for part of the meeting.
Okay.
But I'm willing to be the board member through the end of the calendar year, which I think is what we're basically appointing.
So that's one more meeting then.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think, do we
need
board concurrence on
that? Well, I think it says subject to board approval in the policy.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I nominate Julie Stein as the new board member, emergency preparedness member. So do I have a motion to accept my appointment?
Who was first? Okay, Larry.
Okay, Larry moved to accept this appointment of Julie Stein to the committee. Okay. Okay, public comment from the board. Any public comment about this appointment? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so I think our meeting, let's adjourn our meeting.
Yes.
3 p.m. 3:01.
Thank you.
Let's see, means that we have completed our agenda and turned it to the adjournment language.
Okay.
Here we go. We've completed our agenda. It is 3:01 p.m. And the next regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Fire Protection District will be held on Wednesday, November 15th at 7 p.m. at the Kensington Community Center. The deadline for agenda items to be included in the board packet was Wednesday, November 1st at 1 p.m. Deadline for agenda-related materials is Wednesday, November 8th at 1 p.m. So I would suggest that if you have ideas for the voting process at the meeting, I suggest we put that on an agenda for November. And instead of individuals, so there's no running with you, send your ideas to Mary. Because she has to make it.
Yeah.
Okay.